Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Sepide from Bayanabata. Today's episode is about try minimalism. Owning more stuff than you can use doesn't just waste money. It fosters procrastination and increases feelings of anxiety. Break the cycle with these tips. Trendy clothes. We all own way more clothes than we actually wear, but you might not realize the extent of your wardrobe hoarding until you get a reality check from a minimalist. Most people wear 20% of their clothes 80% of the time. Almost everyone would benefit from cutting their closet in half. They wouldn't miss half the things they get rid of and would find getting ready is easier. Easier said than done, we know, but you can start by not adding to the clutter. To avoid feeling the need to buy all new pieces every season, stick with one classic style that suits you. The latest and greatest technology. There are two types of obsolete. Technology that is so outdated that it can't do its purpose, like a smartphone that's incompatible with the apps you need. Then there's the gear that works just as well as the newest version, but just isn't, well, new. Some people love buying whatever the new thing is. If technology isn't solving a problem in your life, it's just adding problems to your life. So if your old phone works just as well as the latest version, even without all the new bells and whistles, upgrading is a waste of money. Knickknacks. Minimalism does not mean decoration-free, but it does mean only sticking with home decor you truly love, rather than cluttering your home with tons of accent pieces. The more decorations you display, the less focus you bring to the important ones that really tell your story or share your values. Before buying a new knickknack or piece of art, decide whether it's something you truly love. If it will just take attention away from your favorites, it's a waste of money. Now tell me, do you want to try minimalism? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Stay tuned for more. Bye-bye.